Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Bormwood. Undoubtedly, every parent has had the experience taking a child to their first day of school. Like weaning from breast milk to solid foods, starting school signals the transition of the centrality of home to engagement with the wider world. The barren biblical figure Hannah, who prayed for a child Samuel, kept him at home as long as possible before delivering him to the temple where he would be raised. Hers were the difficult but precious moments of learning to let go. Though children are quite young, they often maintain a memory of their first school experience. Mine must have been around age 4 or 5 going to nursery. I don't remember the clothing I wore or the way we traveled from home to school, but the memory of crying when my mother took her hand away, that momentary sense of complete abandonment and fear of the unknown, sticks with me to this day. A clever teacher took my hand and drew me into a circle with other children. Connected, we danced for a while and sang. The sense of movement and music was calming, and as we've seen so often with our children, soon my tears were replaced with joy and laughter. I don't recall if the same fear accompanied me on day 2, but I went back every day thereafter, enjoying it. School is important in our children's lives. Ideally, we want them to learn socializing skills, making friends, learning to be citizens, adopting values of the larger culture, and when they're capable, getting good marks. 10 years ago, and 40 years since my own experience, we watched the same thing with our children. Though I felt that emotional pull on my heartstrings of wanting to comfort our children's fears, experience taught me there was no alternative but to let go. Though it may seem like much harsher times, people of all faiths and backgrounds have similar first-day school experiences. Worrying about what lies ahead for our children, like Hannah, praying they will grow up well.